Long before the world was as it is now, there was a young prince named Zalian and his wicked father, King Hades, the king of the underworld. Son, bellowed King Hades, your evilness has changed to kindness. To prove your evil, you must use this powerful ring to get me the tooth of the ultimate beast, the Wingflow. It will give me power to rule the world. But father, what is my reward? Questioned Zalian. The prisoner, Princess Zine, Hades whispered softly. Until then, rest, for you leave tomorrow. Zalian woke, shivering with fear. He wished that he was never nice to anyone, not even his father. Later, his father gave him the ring and he flew away on a skeleton dragon, whose scales were as rough as diamonds. The journey was calm and peaceful, but as Zalian approached the torn-up mountain hut, a violent storm struck the dragon's wing, and Zalian fell through the thick mist. Zalian's ring glowed with an emerald green light. He shot in the air, and strangely, his dragon was healed. When Zalian jumped back on his dragon, he stared at the ring in wonder. Where did father find you? He miraculously arrived at the hut. As he approached the apparently abandoned mountain hut, the mist dragged its pointed fingers down his back. The evilly tempting broken windows and ice-covered door urged him in. The door creaked and flew open. The foul-scented air hit him as he wished he was home. Peering cautiously around the dark, gloomy, ebony-black wall, there was a blood-drooling, mammoth-sized wing flow. Through its far mouth was a jagged, dagger-like teeth. Zalian only needed one tooth from the wing flow, but how would he get one? He crept silently towards the sleeping manor. Just as he was about to grab the tooth, he cracked an old floorboard. The gargantuan beast rose to see the human. Zalian's heart thumped hard with fear. He didn't know what to do. Zalian's ring shot arrows at the wingflow's neck. His dark magic stare focused on Zalian as the arrows rebounded off his neck and hit the wall. The roof shook and gave Zalian an idea. He aimed the ring at the wall and fired. The roof shook as if Zeus had made the sky come falling down. Without delay, the roof came crashing down on the wingflow. Gut-filled blood poured out from under the wooden planks. The wingflow was defeated. There in the corner of the room was a black blood-covered tooth. He picked up the tooth and walked over to the rock-covered body. To his surprise, the rocks were no longer covering the body. From the body flew a spirit. When the spirit touched the floor, it changed into a human princess. It was Princess Zine. She explained how she had been eaten by the wingflow. Zalian told her it would never happen again. He called his dragon and flew back home with Princess Zine and the tooth. Back at King Hades' kingdom, Hades heard of his son's success and allowed him to get married. Zalian went to tell his father that he didn't want to take over the world with dark magic. When his father refused, Zalian banished him with the ring he gave him. He told Princess Zine what he had done, and together they became king and queen. Together they banished all evil and created a realm of peace. Meanwhile, Hades created a new realm where he too could be king.